Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Recently here at Sugar Hill Church, Pastor Chuck and I have been teaching through this idea called unstoppable. And unstoppable wasn't necessarily about individual people, but is about the collection of people that we call the church. When Jesus first was telling his disciples about this thing that he was going to build called the church, he said to them, even the gates of hell, think about that, even the gates of hell will not be able to prevail it. That there's something that Jesus is building that's unstoppable. And so over the last few weeks, we've just looked at what are some characteristics, what are some things that God has used to build those, whether it be prayer or service or other things, and we concluded by talking about unity. Now, here's what I found about unity. A lot of people are talking about unity today. They're saying, man, if we could just get together, if we could get unified. But here's the problem with talking about it. Talking about unity doesn't actually create it. In fact, sometimes talking about unity creates even more disunity. What I found is that if you really want unity, you've got to get to work. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a fascinating study called Nehemiah. If you've never read the book of Nehemiah, it is unbelievably practical. One of the things that I love about the book of Nehemiah is Nehemiah is not a religious leader. He's not somebody that's been off to seminary. He's not somebody that necessarily has it all together. He's not the best of the best. He's not the star athlete. He's not the most popular person. He's just an ordinary guy who had a broken heart. And so when you read Nehemiah, what you begin to read about is here's a normal guy that is heartbroken for his people. And as he's heartbroken for it, he decided, I can't just sit back and do nothing. I can't just watch and do nothing. And so it says in Nehemiah chapter 2 that they begin to do the good work. And so today, as we think about this idea of unity, it comes with this idea that we need to get to work. Nehemiah is not a pastor. He's not a priest. He's not a prophet. He's not a warrior. He's not a king. He's just one person, one ordinary person that saw something was broken, and he was compelled to do something about it. So let me give you just a couple of ideas that come right out of the story of Nehemiah. What do you do when you want to get to work on unity? Number one, you've got to sit down and cry. You've got to sit down and cry. Nehemiah 1 verse 4 says, when I heard these things, I sat down and I wept. He was devastated. He was broken. It would have been easy for Nehemiah to shake off the bad news and to say, man, the trouble is 1,000 miles away from here. There's nothing I can do. And yet when he heard this, he didn't just think, man, this is heartbreaking. He didn't just think this is something for somebody else. He literally sat down and he cried. What breaks your heart? What are the things that when you see them in the world that you think something ought to change? What is it that breaks your heart? Number two, he knelt and prayed. He kneeled down and he prayed. It says in verse 4, for some days I mourned and fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven. Here's a reminder today that if something is big enough to cry about, then it is big enough to pray about it. If it is something that is big enough to cry about and to say something ought to change, then it's also big enough to pray about it. And one of the things I'm so convicted of, even in my own life, is oftentimes we treat prayer like a last resort. It's like, well, I've tried everything else. I guess all we can do is pray. Well, that's not the way Nehemiah approached this. As he cried over this thing, he went to God and he prayed. In fact, in Nehemiah 1, verses 5 and 6, he prays and he confesses his sin. He confesses the sins of the people. He reminds God of his promises. He's like, God, you are faithful. So what did he do? He sat down and he cried. He knelt down and he prayed. But then number three, he stood up and he acted. Those tears, they turned to prayer. And those prayers drove him to action. And so if you read chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, the king asked him, what do you want? And by the time you get to verse 5, he says, I want to rebuild the wall. and what begins to happen in the book of Nehemiah, and I would encourage you to read it. In chapter 2, you begin to see people come together. You begin to see people from all different backgrounds, from all different families, working on one big thing. If we're going to have unstoppable unity, it's not going to happen by us talking about it. It's certainly not going to happen by us going off on other people about it. One of the things that I believe God wants to use in this season in our lives is something that breaks our heart for us to get up and do something about it. And as we do something about it, it covers all of our differences, all of our backgrounds, all of our preferences. This big work that God wants to do is going to cause us to have unity. And so I don't know what that is today. I don't know what's breaking your heart. I don't know what it is that when you see it, you're like, somebody ought to do something about it. Maybe that somebody is someone, and maybe that someone is you today. God bringing other people around you as you get to work. Well, have a great day today. We love you guys. We're praying for you today, and we can't wait to see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.